How much time till we're on?
Ron! Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
What a nice song to kick off the show tonight, because we are live from Suncorp Stadium. Scotty Sattler. Where's what's her name from Maths?
Lucinda.
Scotty Sattler.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
Thanks. And Jason Matthews here tonight, Sports Day, coming to you live from Suncorp Stadium. Wow. It's empty at the moment, but we're expecting a crowd of in excess of 30,000 here tonight for Thursday night football. Of course, you can catch all the action live on SEN tonight. It's going to be a big game. Of course, Drury Forbes, Scotty Sattler, and our little mate, Andrew McCulloch, will be in the commentary box calling that. But before then, we've got a lot of footy news to get to. And hello to our listeners on the Super Radio Network, who will also be taking the game tonight as well, your call. So make sure you're on fire, Satsy. SCN 1170s, SCNQ 693 AM in Brizzy. Of course, that's where we are. SCN Track Stations, SCN Fanatic, SCN App listeners, and all our listeners through New Zealand listening through SCNZ, great to have you on board. We are here with thanks to Kia and Nutrien Ag Solutions going further for Australian farmers. Scotty Sattler, how pumped are you for rugby league tonight in Brisbane?
I love this game.
Two powerhouse clubs who lost in the opening round in Vegas, obviously both looking for a win tonight, desperate.
I'm really looking forward to this game for a number of reasons, and we're going to break it down a little bit later on. Big crowd, but also on the back of South getting beaten. I love what players like Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell and Damien Cook, when they've been beaten and there's 2 weeks between games, I love what marquee players, what they can bring to the table, especially in big clashes. Broncos, I thought, were pretty disappointing in Vegas as well. Probably South Sydney more. Just their inability. Well, they lost their way a little bit because of what happened with Piakura really early. Okay, so they lost their game plan. That was probably my main concern. They've usually got Payne Haas, and then they've got Paddy Carrigan. When they lost Paddy, it was sort of like, what do we do now? We're sort of clutching at straws. We're just surviving. And all of it was thrown on the back of Payne Haas's shoulders, and it wasn't successful. But I've got to say, out of both these sides tonight, Souths were probably the most disappointing from that first round in Vegas. I thought the way they capitulated was pretty ordinary. They lost a lot of strike power. We know that. But we've actually just been here, listeners, watching someone by the name of, is it Illy? I-double-L-I.
Yeah.
Warm up.
Did you say that was a band?
I don't know whether it's a singer or a band.
No, well, I thought it was the coffee brand.
No. So Illy is like the halftime entertainment.
Oh.
But I don't know who he is. Or she. I'm not quite sure. We couldn't see
sure
on the stage.
Sure it wasn't Lily?
No.
Sure?
No, it was Illy.
Okay, good. Look, we're excited about this game. We will give you a full preview of this shortly.
And Steve's right.
What?
It's been a big week, boys.
Let's just
stay in the grind and bring it home.
We will do that, Steve. Thank you for the words of encouragement. Tonight, I've got another $200 KFC voucher to give away. And tonight, thanks to KFC, take footy as seriously as they do fried chicken. Take the night off with a family feast and keep the team happy. $200 KFC voucher. We want tonight, you're inspirational, you're funny, creative. What is the headline tomorrow morning when you open up the rag? What's the headline from tonight's game? Now, keeping in theme with KFC, I'm working on a headline. Maybe the listeners can help me out. I'm working on a headline with Adam Reynolds and like Zinger Frame. Instead of the old frames.
Yeah.
A Zimmer Frame. Yep. I'm working on Zinger.
Does it have to have a KFC?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Doing that because I would suck up to the client to win the voucher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it.
What's your headline? You got one yet?
No, I haven't got
Help Sats out.
I'm not that creative when it comes. I always say this
what?
To my
Where's
wife.
Where's Oprah? What?
I'm not that creative when it comes.
What? To,
well, just if you put me on the spot and say, even if you didn't put me on the spot, even if you gave me a couple of hours, come up with a headline.
Here's a headline.
Now, I had to chase him. There's no way I was going to get him, but I ended up getting him.
There you go. Right there.
Is that the headline?
Kia.
Oh, right, okay.
let me think. All right. I can't guarantee I'm going to come up with something, but...
All right. Well, our listeners will help you out. 0457...
Cobbo Co? Cobb & Co? Cobb & Co? Cobbo Co? Cobbo... Right. No, okay. Not real great, was it? I don't know.
0457-736-736 is our text number. Help us out here. If you're in New Zealand, 8833 or 1300-01-1170. Don't forget, on the socials, you'll find us blowing up TikTok, Sports Day SN. Jeez, I hope TikTok's going to be around.
Mm.
See what's happening in America? They're trying to shut it down. They're voting on a bill to ban TikTok
that
in America.
That will never happen.
Well, it's happening in all parts of the world because it's Chinese.
Is that Trump?
No, it's not Trump. He's okay. Not in power.
Mm. No, I'm just trying to roll you up because you're a massive Trump
fan. I'm voting for Aaron Rodgers as president, vice president of the United States.
Now, we're going off topic here. I cannot believe that Aaron Rodgers is a candidate for a vice presidency.
Kennedy Jr.
Robert Kennedy Jr. I can't believe that.
What a ticket. What a ticket. I'm all for it. I can just imagine Aaron Rodgers, your mate, Aaron Rodgers, sitting in a shack somewhere in the middle of the woods with 100 guns.
What about this?
What?
Brendan, on the text line.
What is it?
AJ, the wicked winger. Wicked wings, love it.
No, I got it.
Brendan, I was just trying to break it down for you. Brendan, at the moment, you are leading the competition.
What about Fitzy?
What's Fitzy?
You're no chance of winning Fitzy. Rabbits devoured like a three-piece feed. Get out, Fitzy.
Fitzy, like it.
Get out.
Like it.
Send us in your headline for tomorrow. You could win that $200 voucher thanks to our great mates at KFC. We've got KFC's Colonel Court coming up soon. Your mate, Waria Hargraves, wanted to take a few blokes out to the car park in Vegas. We'll get that. Get up to find out what that is soon. Thanks to Reem, our warm-up segment. We'll have a look at the rest of the games for the weekend. What else? Oh, you watched a fight last night, BJ Leilua and Curtis Scott.
Now, did you not watch it?
I, you know what? I got home. I was caught up in the emotion of Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
And I just forgot to watch it. But I hear BJ Leilua had his chins knocked out. Is that right?
It's close to it. Second round, very early on in the second round, Curtis Scott knocked him out. So he was knocked out badly, but he actually had to go to hospital for a suspected busted eye socket.
Oh, no.
BJ Leilua didn't beat the count. Got up at about 8 or 9 and the referee just called it off. So actually, I think we've got the audio of the final stages of that fight.
Before we get to that, this was Joey before and after the match.
Think about that. Soon, boiler fellas.
Yeah. Try and decipher that. I don't know what he's saying. But this he's actually speaking the same way after it. So this is the end of the fight.
Standing in southpaw is the idea, either as he goes down.
Company.
He goes down hard as Leilua.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting up.
8, 9.
He's up and he's out. He sent the big man down hard.
Think about that. Two boiler fellas.
What did you make of Curtis Scott though?
Yeah, I mean he's only fighting another rugby league player, but style-wise, he actually looked okay. He looked really good, but...
He wants to take on Barry Hall now.
Barry Hall's 47, you know.
Yeah. He's pretty fit. He's at Runaway Bay
Gym
all the time.
Yeah, I know, but he's 47.
Yeah, but he's mad as a cut snake.
Yeah.
I got out of that right. You would not want to fight Barry Hall, even at 57.
Well, you would if it was the right money. Absolutely you would, but he's 47.
But why call out Barry Hall?
I don't know. I don't know where Barry Hall's come from. I don't know why that is, you know, part of his post-fight... Yeah, speech. I want to take on Barry Hall next. I mean, like I said, he's closer to 50 than he is 40. That's one. It's
well,
not
the only
right.
one. The only other one I can think of is Gao. You're not taking on Gao.
He's not going to take on Gao. Gao will just walk straight through him.
That's right.
Junior Bolo, who likes to box.
Yeah,
But you know, he gave up about 20 kilos or about 18 kilos last night, Curtis Scott. So he'd be giving up the same amount of sort of weight against Junior Bolo.
And that's nothing against Curtis Scott. That's more. Because he's trying to get to BJ Leilua's weight.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe Junior Bolo is if he's going to fight another sports person, yeah, Junior Bolo probably the best one.
Let me ask you this as we get into a sports update, thanks to Keno Go. Keno Go's $40 million jackpot. Download the app now. By the way, we were talking about last night. What about the bloke in Cairns from $2?
Yeah.
Picked himself up $200,000.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Great.
Well done.
Awesome.
And he wants to go on a holiday. Mate, you live in Cairns. Mm. Just get a ticket out to the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
Or go up to Port Douglas. Actually, support Cape tribulation. They are struggling at the moment because the roads are still closed.
Oh, of course.
From the cyclone.
Floods, yeah.
They are absolutely doing it tough at the moment. If you're listening up there, hello to you. Benji, your thoughts on this? There's reports that have come out and says, I'm not a 24/7 coach. Is that good or bad?
Is that Benji saying? Is that how Benji talks? Can you just do that again? How does Benji?
I'm not a 24/7 coach.
Well, Benji doesn't talk like that.
No, I know he doesn't.
Yeah.
But the reports that have been leaked from the club that he's turning up hours after his assistants are there and all. Like, how important is that, Sats, as a coach to set a standard?
Well, as a visual, it's very important. You know, you talk to players that we'll talk about coaches like Desi Hasler, for example. They at nauseam talk about when you walk into training, he's already been there 2 or 3 hours. And then when you leave, the light's still on and staff are saying goodbye to him. He's the last person there. Does that mean you're going to be successful? No, it's not. Is it a 24/7 job, even if you're saying you're not going to be a 24/7 coach? Absolutely it is. It is always on your mind. There are so many moving parts. You've got a rugby league department, and even though you've got a general manager of rugby league looks after all the operations and all those little departments, it all rests on the shoulders of the head coach. And with Benji new to the role as a full-time head coach, who knows what he's doing if he's not there before his assistants. He could be meeting with managers. He could be meeting with potential players. He could be meeting with the chairman, the CEO, whatever it may be, about strategy. He doesn't always have to be there. And that's why your assistants, if you've got really good assistants who when your back is turned, they're preaching the same from the same hymn sheet, you don't need to be there. Yes, it's good to be there all the time so the players see that you're burning the candle at both ends. But you've also got to have what you call a third place. So you've got your footy team and your club. That's your job. And then you've got your family at home. And then you've got to have the thing called the third place, which is something that's just yours. So some people, it's surfing. Some people, it's golf.
Yep.
For Craig Fitzgibbon, it's jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
So you've got to have that third place that's just yours. And it's very important. And everyone talks about work-life balance, but rugby league's a little bit, professional sport is a little bit different. You do have to live and breathe it every second of the day. Your phone is going off like just relentlessly. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll be getting messages from journos, whatever it may be. So
Sats, is it because as well that the modern day player doesn't live and breathe it now either?
Well, I think they live and breathe it, but they are more.
Because how many players have we spoken to and you over the years? You go, oh, mate, is there, you know, like,
is there a play you love to watch?
Yeah, I don't really watch.
Yeah, that really, that grinds.
But it happens
me.
A lot.
It does happen a lot. Like, Caelan Ponga was like that earlier on. Now you talk to him, and he is just fully invested in the game. Like, he just.
You need to be.
You have to be. You have to be obsessed with the game, and you have to be obsessed with everything around you if you want to be the best in your position, in your sport, whatever it may be. If you're not, well, you open yourself up for your attention to be taken away. With Benji. I'm not concerned about Benji, and I've said this all along. I've got a lot of faith in Benji that he'll do a really good job at the Tigers.
Okay.
Because he's got amazing communication lines. I hope his communication lines haven't changed because he thinks he's a coach. And he's going to take influences from a lot of coaches. Wayne had a huge influence on him, as did Tim Sheens, two completely different coaches.
Is it fair to say, though, he did a lot of the coaching last year?
Well, he would have done a lot of the hands-on work. And Tim would have been probably doing more of the guiding,
right?
And teaching him how to set up a coaching one, playing a role in his coaching philosophies, but also how to set up your coaching program. What are your weeks like? How far ahead do you have to look when you're setting up your programs? And so you know, I don't believe, and a lot of this stuff comes from the managers.
Yeah,
I know players mention it to the managers. The managers then have a decision of what they want to do with that information. And some, unfortunately, have really close ties to the media. And this is how this stuff gets out. Now, the Tigers have leaked like a sieve for years when it comes to a lot of media exposure and leaks out of the place. And there's only very few clubs where they've got a really good handle on that. Roosters usually being probably the best.
Yep. Until late last year, Souths were very good.
Exactly. So... with Benji, I don't have a concern for Benji.
Okay.
I mean, results are obviously going to tell us a story, but when it comes to his obsession with the game and what role he wants to play as a successful coach, that is the least of my concerns.
The Daily Telegraph's Dean Ritchie loves riling up Queenslanders,
doesn't he?
He thinks that Brisbane's 2023 campaign was one-off season. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. Now, You and I were talking about this off air, and you said, okay, well, what would be class as a failure for the Broncos this year? Because they're playing a grand final. At worst, they have to play in a grand final.
So anything outside that, it's a
waste. I think Kevy would look at it and say, you know, we've wasted an opportunity. So if they make a grand final, at least you're in the fight. You're in a two-team fight, and anyone can win it on any given night. So is it a flash in the pan season? And he's probably saying that on the back of Reece Walsh and what he did. Reece Walsh, a lot of people are saying, oh, last year was, you know, Reece Walsh won't be able to replicate that. People said that about Billy Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just this fast kid, and he doesn't have a lot of skill. But guess what? He became one of the greatest fullbacks we've ever seen, if not the greatest fullback we've ever seen in the game. Reece Walsh will improve this year, and then he'll get better next year, and he'll continue
to
improve.
It's frightening. It is frightening.
The only thing for the Brisbane Broncos, I think, Jace and listeners, is just what's the contingency plan for the influence of Adam Reynolds? Because he's getting older, niggling injuries take longer to recover
from. He won't play every game this year.
And he shouldn't play every game this year.
No.
I mean, the club will have a really good program around that. So that's the only concern for Brisbane. I mean, Daddy Vass, who's a Broncos fan, he said to us last year, he said, I think 2023 is the only window of opportunity for... And we laughed at him.
Mm.
But when you think about 2023 and 2024 and Adam Reynolds will sign again next year, and if his body holds up, he's the big reason why they play, why they make a grand final.
They've lost a few good forwards, though. And of course, they lost Farnworth in the centres.
Yeah.
They're big losses.
They are. Farnworth's a big loss. Flegler's a bigger loss. And we saw that in the first week in Vegas.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised Reynolds is playing tonight, boys.
Yeah, he's going in with a niggling injury.
But easy opposition.
Round one.
So.
round one is... Kieran Foran missed round one with an injury. And then they got the bye next week, the Titans. And if you're going in earlier the season with niggling injuries, like I was saying, the older you are, the niggling injuries they last longer. So I've got no doubt.
And Capewell was a massive loss too.
Yeah, Flegler is massive. Farnworth is a huge loss. I think what they'll do with Cobbo and Dean Mariner, I think they'll end up filling that hole pretty, I'm not going to say easily, but I think a lot healthier than what we thought. Flegler's the big one. That's a massive one.
Sports update thanks to Keno Go. With Keno Go, you're only 3 minutes away from a whopping $40 million jackpot. Download the Keno Go app and start playing today. As I said, a bloke in Cairns during the week won $200,000.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Texas.
And really quickly, and that'll be tested even more tonight without Flegler against this very good South Sydney forward pack.
Well, I want to talk to you about that. There is only one way South can win this.
Yep.
And that's to make sure the ball stays in the middle of the field.
What about this? The North Queensland correspondent says, rabbit on the menu, Walsh bags a three-piece feed. It's a great text.
We need your headlines from tonight's game.
Great text. Plenty there.
No, 133, I'm not reading that out.
Cody Walker.
Can we read it?
No. Criticism of Broncos chicken wing tackle ploy. Just a bunch of mayo, says Broncos coach Kevin Walters.
Right, yeah. Keep your texts coming through. The best one tonight wins a $200 voucher. Thanks to our great mates at KFC. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the KFC's Colonel's Court debate coming up. Hey, also, I want to go have a look at our footy tipping. Can you believe in the sports Sats and Rat footy tipping last week? Someone got 6 from 6.
That's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Come on, that's ridiculous.
And the top 5 is made up of other people who got 5. Right.
They know nothing about rugby league.
No, they got 6 from 8.
They've picked on which mascot beats the other mascot in knee-deep water.
Break time. When we come back, we'll get into the KFC's Colonel's Court. Live from Suncorp, this is Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello, hello. I don't know whether this is appropriate music as we go into court. It's KFC's Colonel's Court with Judge Woogie. Where's my gavel? Where is it? Here it is. Yep, tonight, a big one for you, Sats.
Who sang that again?
Cat Empire.
Cat Empire. The other guys, they had the big bass, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played at Cooley Hotel once. It was the best ever.
Ever?
Ever.
You played it once at the pub?
No, they played at the pub.
You played
it when you were a DJ?
Mum loves it. No.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
Okay, so the debate tonight is, what does Cohen's mum love? Apart from the Cat Empire.
No, don't get into that.
Okay, all right. Hey, what about this report around today that Jared Waria Hargraves, and I find this hard to believe, apparently defused the Broncos hotel scuffle. Now, this is with the Roosters, right? By saying to them...
Can I tell you the lead-up? Yeah. These are the alleged... These are the rumours, allegedly.
They're staying in the same on the same,
same
floor.
Same flight home. I mean, ludicrous.
I know.
But in saying that, but all rugby league players sort of get on together now, but it's just a...
This is a bit touchy.
Yeah, it was an interesting circumstance to be involved in, but...
But didn't Lino say, listen, we'll continue this back at the hotel if you want?
Yeah, well, they know where I stay, where I'm staying. Yeah, yeah. But but in saying that, I was told, allegedly, that they knew, they found out what room he was in, because massive floors there. It's not like the huge floors in the hotel.
3,000 rooms.
Yeah. And they went knocked, a few of the players went and knocked on his door, and Lenu was inside trying to get out, and his roommate was saying, you're not going out. Nothing good's going to happen if you go out. So they ran into JWH downstairs in the foyer, some of the Broncos players, and said, what about your mate? You know, he's a dog, yada, yada, yada. He said, well, how about I get him on the phone? So JWH called him on the phone. Lenu's on his way down in the elevator.
Uh-oh.
Roosters staff defuse it. And this is when JWH, so you continue, yep.
Apparently said, if we're going to do this, let's take it outside to the car park.
Love it. I love it. The circumstances that we found everyone in is not great.
No.
But take that aside, that's old school, isn't
it? It is, isn't it?
We used to hear that so much. The finger point.
Yeah.
There's always the finger pointer. There's always a player that was a Terry Hill's a great finger pointer. He is a great and he was a really good sledger, Terry Hill. But he was a finger pointer.
Yeah.
But you get your finger pointers and then they say, oh, I'll meet you in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And we've got to remember that the rules changed when it comes to sin binning from that Battle of Brookie with Melbourne and Manly, because both players were sent off, Glenn Stewart, and they're both sent off at the same time, sin bin, and then they're into it.
Yeah.
And the sin bins, you have to wait for one player to disappear up the tunnel now with a staff member before the other one leaves. And it changed everything. But yeah, I've been in a game. I've played in a game when an opposition player has come into the opposition dress, which you go and have a beer with the opposition. We used to do that anyway. I don't know whether they do it now.
They wouldn't drink beer now, would they?
Yeah, well, probably just slices of pineapple and mango. And
I have a vegetarian pizza, please.
But
gluten.
But I've been in a game when there's been a bit of a push and a shove and some words said and nothing derogatory. But well, that player has come into the dressing sheds looking for the player.
Yeah.
Like into the shower area.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So my dad once got something thrown at him when he was walking off. Listeners, what's the name of the oval? I can't believe it. Near Concord Oval, West's old home ground. Anyway, he was walking off.
Lidcombe Oval.
Lidcombe Oval. He was walking off there and someone hit him with a bit of food. At half time,
oh, Jesus.
He chased the guy into the stand in his boots and flogged him down the side of the...
He
caught the guy. Can you imagine if that happened today? What the headlines would be? Yeah, so, yeah, that's interesting. That's old school JWH. Spencer Lean, he was a bit of a finger pointer early. He's only a young guy. He's still young, but he's a bit of a finger pointer. But I love that from JWH. If we're going to sort this out...
Let's go down the car park.
10 paces.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're not going to a car park with Waria Hargraves, are you?
No.
Not a chance.
No.
Even Lenu would have been like, I'm out of this.
I'd glass him. As soon as he had his back turned, I'd king it in.
No, you don't do that, kids. No, because he wouldn't feel it.
Yeah, true.
He'd be like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
His shirt would rip off. He'd turn green. Let's be real, no matter what you order... With KFC, when you are eating KFC, everyone's a winner. Kick back and enjoy the footy with KFC's Family Feast. Order now and score big. We are giving away a $200 voucher tonight with thanks to KFC to the best creative techs.
Fitzy's doing his best.
What's he doing?
Oh, he is. He's going bunta with his...
With his
did someone say Broncos are the real deal?
Right, okay.
Is that a headline? Not sure.
Yeah, well, no, that's right. Did someone say KFC?
Did someone say KFC? There you go.
Yeah,
yeah. JJ says, boys, headline, Adrian wins 200 KFC voucher. Too busy stuffing his face to call in tonight. Go the Broncos, JJ. Jordan Wicked wings them. Regards, Jordan. Grant from Aspley. Jordan Ricky.
Ricky wings them.
Jordan Wicked wings them.
Not bad. Not
I like
bad.
It. I like it.
And it's not putting down South, really.
I'm putting that in, Grant from Aspley, even though the name comes through as John.
Slats. That was the living end with the big double base, not the Cat Empire.
There you go. You should have told me that because you've won six Acras in music.
Five.
You should have told me that. You should have known that.
I knocked back the six. That was embarrassing.
What?
Right, break time. Keep your text messages coming through. Shut up, Daddy Vass. Keep your text messages coming through. 0457 736 736 8833 if you're in New Zealand or 1-800-01-117. What is it?
088 said the Living End had the big bass as well.
But they've got Loving End.
Loving End.
So, hang on.
So, the Cat Empire didn't have a big bass.
Okay, but Megan Trainor, she's saying all about the bass.
It's nothing but the bass, isn't it?
No, I think it's all about the
bass. It's Kyle and Jackie O.
Yeah, on that station.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, yeah, break time. Back in a moment.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Here's a little chip from Benny Barber. Tidied up beautifully by Inglis. And he gets around one, two, three, four, Greg Inglis. And he's still going. This mighty fullback for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Will he go the distance? Greg Inglis at Suncorp Stadium. Yes, he will. What a try. Greg Inglis, you superstar.
Wow, one of the great moments from South Sydney here at Suncorp Stadium. If my memory serves me correctly, that was Anzac Day 2014. The reason I remember, if I could just be a little self-indulgent.
No, you're right.
I jumped on a plane that day with my wife. It was her 40th birthday, and all she ever wanted to do was go to America. So we jumped on a plane to go to America on Anzac Day. And I'm going, are you kidding? South are playing at Suncorp. I want to go to the game. And when I landed in the US, my phone was just going off going, mate, have you seen Inglis? And I looked, unbelievable.
Great try.
One of the greats of all time.
From a chip kick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Picked it up. Down broke through. I forget who was trying to chase him. Might have been Dale Copley for the Broncos. Was trying to chase him. And he just, when he got into that mood, when he was in full stride, he was just so beautiful to watch. I remember he scored a try playing 5/8 for Melbourne in 2007. He ran up the eastern touchline. And Michael Robinson chased him because Brett Stewart had been knocked out earlier on by a high kick and they went through and they just maimed him. And so Michael Robinson was chasing and GI, an offload from Brett White from memory, he took off about 60 out and he went up the left-hand touchline and he looked at the touchline as he went past it to see if he was going to run out and then scored the try. When he's one of those players when they're in open space, they're just, it was just poetry in motion. It's so good to watch.
Yeah, I don't know whether
Maranta.
Lachlan Maranta.
Yep.
Yeah, but Dale Copley. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Right.
I think the whole Broncos team was chasing him anyway.
Yeah.
They were at once.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, time for our warm-up segment. Thanks to Ream, except nothing less than Australia's best Ream tonight. We are doing Sports Day, by the way, from Suncorp Stadium. We're counting down to kickoff. An hour and 15, of course, all the action live on SEN tonight and the Super Radio Network. You can catch the game on there as well. Scotty Sattler, Drury Forbes calling the game with Andrew McCulloch as well in special comments. Now, Walsh versus Luttrell.
Mouth-watering, isn't it?
Oof.
Two completely different players. One uses his speed to his advantage. One just said this year, I'm not going to try and go around people now. I'm going to go through you. And we saw Luttrell do that in Vegas. First few times he got the ball, he just took people on head-on. And he would be so difficult to stop. And it's going to be interesting tonight with the loss in Vegas. I like it when Luttrell wears the black cape and tries to be public enemy number one, especially at away venues. I think that's when he plays his best rugby league, when he is being challenged. People are asking questions about the team and him and his involvement. He's been heavily criticised by Anthony Mundine about his form. Whether you agree with it or not, that hurts, especially when it comes from someone who's, you know, so powerful in the Indigenous community as well,
absolutely.
And Indigenous sport. So
he'll
either, you know, I don't see Littrell going into a, you know, just going into a shell tonight. I can see him coming out and trying to put on a really big performance and try and carry the team on his back. Now, if his forward pack, now you touched on this earlier on, South Sydney's forward pack without Joy Arrow, looks like there might be a late change. Talis Duncan to lock Cam Murray to an edge where Joy Arrow, I like that. I love the way Cam Murray plays. I don't know how much longer he can continue to play like that every week without his body just absolutely getting battered and getting a serious injury. So I like the opportunity for him to play a bit wider and not be thrown into that all that that early confrontation. Talis Duncan, good young player, plays like Cam Murray. If they can control the South forward pack, Broncos win and they could possibly win comfortably.
Yeah.
But if this South forward pack gets on top,
that's the only chance they've got to win.
If they create a really good platform,
it's the only chance
for Cody and Latrell and AJ and Damien Cook and co and Cam Murray, this will be a really close game. I don't think it'll be a golden point game.
No.
I think it'll be Broncos safely or South in what I think a few people would, because Waller got some injuries and suspension, would probably be classed as a bit of an upset going to Suncorp after
the absolutely
first
it would
round.
Be.
Yeah.
And South don't want that ball out on the edges and going out wide.
Well, you've got Katoni and
Cobbo.
Selwyn, Cobbo, up against
Kenner.
Richie Kenner and Tass. Now, Arne Milne has come in for Gagai, young Jacob Gagai, who made his debut in round one. I think Arne Milne may play in the centres, a bit more experience. Probably Richie Kenner out into that wing, right wing.
Yeah. On the right wing, right, okay.
And Katane in the left centre.
So Katoni Staggs could have a night out tonight.
Probably more so if Kenner was there, because he's not a natural centre.
Breaking.
And we saw him get exposed in week one. So if Tane Milne's there, at least he's big and he's physical and he'll love the challenge.
I'm worried about the Rabbits if the ball goes out wide. They've got to keep it up the middle. Their forwards have to put in a massive performance.
Yep.
And you know who needs to step up tonight? Ilias has to step up.
Yep.
He's got to get more involved in the game. And I want to see Latrell get involved early.
Yeah.
I want to see him get involved. I want him get taking the line on. I want him getting his hands on the ball early, because at the moment, that left edge of South is not that potent.
You know when he's talking about taking players on now? Players are going to set themselves to tackle him because they know he's going to come. This is where it's a really good opportunity for him just to use the ball.
Like he did in Vegas.
So it's Johnston tried. Sort of like he's setting them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you on. They're going to set themselves defensively. Bang, throw the ball. It could really work in his favour.
So Broncos by how many?
I'm saying at the moment Broncos by 16. I hope I'm wrong.
But I don't think you are.
Yeah. Before we get to the break, another headline. Good one. John. Dean marinades the bunnies with 11 secret herbs and spices.
Oh, John, why? I'm already feeling bad about tonight's game already.
It's good, I like it.
John, you're the leader of the pack at the moment. You're the clubhouse leader for the $200 KFC voucher. Dinner's on us tonight, break time. We'll wrap up Sports Day next, live from Suncorp.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Bit of in excess as we lead up to Thursday night footy. Sports Day live from Suncorp Stadium. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here. And is it Bronk? Bronk the horse has made an appearance on the field here at Suncorp as some of the players are on the field. Is it Bronk? Is that the name?
Buck.
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 Buck the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You reckon that's the original Buck?
No, the original Buck passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think after a game where
he scored about 20
Broncos tries, beat so. Melbourne by about 50 or something. I think he was going around ANZ Stadium, which is the old Commonwealth. Yes. He's doing 400
every
time.
Where the Olympics
time.
Could
yeah.
be. Don't worry about
exactly.
that. 2032. Hey, listen, we're going to get into, before we get into our winning text message, and I tell you what, The texts have just blown up tonight with your headlines. I think this could be a theme every Thursday, Sats. You're going to read out some more of these.
There's been so many. And we're going to try to get to some of those in the pre-game for the SEN League as well.
That's right. You can catch that on SEN and also on the Super Radio Network coming up. But let's get into our hot topic. Thanks to Apple iSports for the fans. What's the hottest match of the round, Sats? I'm going to kick off with one.
Mm-hmm.
Sharks Bulldogs, and there's a late in, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like Royce Hunt is out. He's got a virus. And a front row by the name of Tapua, who did play for the Roosters, played a couple of first grade games a couple of years ago when Fitzgibbon was an assistant coach there. Gone over to the Sharkies. Obviously sees a fair bit in this kid. So he is he's come in for Royce Hunt tomorrow
right.
night. Yep.
Okay, that's great. Panthers versus Eels tomorrow night.
Sell out.
Apart from this game.
Had a mate of mine just text me and say, can you get me a couple of tickets? I'm going down to the Penrith game tomorrow. I said, I've got to tell you that Penrith fans salivate about this game for 3 months. When the draw comes out, this is what they look for. They look for, where's the first game? Is it away or at home? When are we playing Parramatta? It's a sellout. This will be great. Parramatta played really well regular season early against Penrith.
Didn't they beat them in both games last year?
They did. And
close games too.
Yeah, they're always tough games. I remember the final they played up in Mackay 2 or 3 years ago during COVID.
That's right.
It was, humidity was ridiculous, and it was such an exhausting game. I thought Penrith wouldn't have gone on and won the comp after that game. I just thought that game took so much out of them. Parramatta was so close to going through, but there are great clashes. That's a great game. Storm and Warriors.
How good's that?
Great game. This is the one I'm looking forward to the most. Manly and Roosters, JWH returns. Played knock-on effect, New South Wales Cup last week for the Roosters against Penrith. He returns. This is at Brookie. Sunday afternoon, the crowd will be unbelievable. Yeah. I can't wait for it. I think the Roosters beat Manly, but only just.
And I think everyone's waiting to see how the West Tigers. Here we are, week three of the NRL.
They're playing Canberra, aren't they?
In Canberra.
Yeah.
Of course, Canberra got the job done in Newcastle against the Knights last week. So this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, and 4-6-5, you did remind me, the Titans have got the bye this weekend. Hence why Kieran
Foran. Did you say next week?
Yeah, hence why Kieran Foran had last week off, so you can have another week to recover. Yeah,
is that going to be a thing? So you play one. We haven't played anything.
No.
So does he like play one game out for three?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
There's a name for that.
I know. Laurie Daly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. Apple iSports, your one-stop shop for all things sports. No, it's not.
Not Laurie Daly. No. I'll tell you off air.
No, I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
But they used to call a player that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
Okay, I've got it wrong. KFC takes footy as seriously as they do fried chicken. Take the night off with a family feast and keep the team happy. Your texts tonight have been amazing. The headline after today's game is going to be what?
So Stu from Jim Boomer's got one. Unfortunately, Stu, I'm not pumping you up here, but it's a really good one. You're not the winner, but very close. House of Pain, no bunnies allowed over and out. That's Stu from Jim Boomer. Now, I want you to choose this. Actually, Andrew McCulloch just walked in. Mac, I want you to choose which one's the best headline here, okay, for tonight's game.
You've gotten taller, Macca. You're wearing high heels.
Since I've seen you, Jason.
Okay, so, Macca, I want you to pick the winner. Brown Dog says, poultry in motion. Broncos feast after Reynolds chips for the wings. KFC sort of
Yeah, it's
know,
got a KFC.
Theme.
Yeah. $200 voucher.
Or, hey, lads, looking forward to tonight's game. Headline is, Reynolds bags a hat trick. Shut up and take my bunny.
Ooh, that take my money. Yeah, that
take
like
my
that
bunny.
One. Take my bunny. Take that's my a good bunny. One. Yeah.
Golden Rooster, well done.
You're a disgrace.
You've won a $200 KFC voucher, and we're going to get to some of these headlines.
You
as well
are a disgrace,
mate. SM. You've been bagging me all day. I get on here for 2 seconds, and you're cheering about your rabbits.
What did you call him last night on air?
He called you on air last night the tall dwarf.
No, tall midget. Dwarf. Midget.
No, you said
are
that.
You two all right? I'm glad I came into this box.
Andrew McCulloch, how do you see tonight's game quickly?
Yeah, look, both teams want to bounce back after disappointing performances in Vegas, but you'd like to think with the amount of troops South have got out tonight, it's going to be a big ask for them to get over the Broncos, who need a good response. Kevy just like a lot of defence tonight, and look, it's overall an entertaining football. Great night for it. Dry track and two attacking teams.
Should I drive now down the M1 or should I stick around to watch the game?
Well, if you're a true rugby league fan and not a part-time fan,
go and get a Chico like a roll.
Like a lot of the listeners claim that you are.
Yeah, stop it.
A half-baked South Sydney fan, I would be staying.
I hate this.
He's not loyal, mate. He's like many New South Wales supporters. They can't win. They've got to go. And
you're a jerk.
You're like Sarah off maths. As soon as anyone confronts her, she just leaves.
Deflects and just gets up and moves out on the couch. Shall we get a couch out here? You can go sit down.
You're right.
I'm just returning serve, Jason.
Jason Matthews feasts on Kentucky Fried Rabbit Stew.
Right, okay, I've had enough of this show. I'm out of here. Andrew McCulloch, Scotty Sattler and Drury Forbes will bring you the SEN League pre-game show next on our SEN stations and, of course, the Super Radio Network around Australia. This has been Sports Day from Suncorp. Looking forward to this. It's going to be a massive Thursday night footy game. Thank you to Daddy Bass back in the studio. Thank you, Sats. Get stuffed, Macca.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Cheers, boys.
Have a great one.
Enjoy the footy.
Sats and the Rat back Monday night for Sports Day. Catch you there.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.